Good morning. Hey, good morning. July 3rd. This is the special July edition of Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, 2022. I almost pulled a Biden, you know, misquoting the date. I did kind of get stuck in 2020. That was interesting. Sometimes I even forget when 2020 was. Anyways, that's not too important. Got a pretty full show today. Andy's going to be joining us in about 5 minutes. He's going to call in. So, Sam, just watch out for Andy's call, because we had an interesting conversation about, the news and friends and talking to them about what's going on. This morning I happened to do something different before I started the show. I went ahead and I went over to my streaming media device. I won't give any names. And I plugged in with OAN, One American News. Haven't seen them for a long time. And I watched it for a little bit. And my God, I wanted to puke. And it's not just because, I don't know why exactly. And I'll have to analyze that a little bit more in my own head. But just the way that they present the news, and it's the old school format. Let's just talk about the news from the 1970s. And it's very simplistic, and it's not overly, but it's so damn Trumpy-Trumpish, right? Is that a word? No, but I guess I'd make it a word. It's like the war room. Oh, we're at the war room, and they hate Trump, and I love ivermectin, you know, and I'm not dissing on ivermectin, right? I'm dissing on Trump, right? But anyways, I don't know. It just felt off. I don't got too much time. We're also going to have Chuck Littleton on. He's from, out in near Dallas, right, Fort Worth. And, he's going to be talking about his rabbits. So we're going to continue the whole rabbit thing. But before we even go anywhere, let's check in with Alan. Alan, good morning.
Morning, world, Steve, RBN.
Morning.
You do rabbits, I'll do deer.
Yeah, you do what you need to do, man. It's pretty crazy. But Alan, you know, you've been withdrawing from Russia Today for what, a year now? Has it been a year since Russia Today dropped off of Galaxy 19, the satellite service?
It's been about 4 months, something like that.
Yeah, with the likelihood of Russia Today as a television channel, I guess they call it. You could call it propaganda, and they actually would probably agree with you, too. And you can also call propaganda opinion news, too. I thought that they had pretty good value on their content.
Well, Steve, what, one thing, you know, like I said, I've been listening to them basically since they came on air, you know, back in, what, 2007, 2008, something like that. And, you know, I didn't agree with everything. But I'm telling you what, for a news organization, they gave you more information on what was going on that this country was doing and what was going on around the world. Like everything else. Actually, one of their hosts one time, they had a guest on, and this guy said, you know, I'm sorry, but I even question, you know, the RT's, you know, reporting. He said, I question everything. And the announcer, one of their main guys, he said, let's just solve one of the world's big questions right here, I guess. He said, yes, he said, we do have our own agenda. And I can tell you this, so does every other news organization on this planet. And that's about as honest as it gets. You know, I don't just take anything at face value. I try to use my brain and think about it and see if it relates to what's actually happens in the world or has happened in the world.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Andy's on the line. Let's just wrap him in real quick. And add him to this conversation. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on so early and stuff. Hey, first off, I got to say this to Alan. I don't know anybody that can lay on their couch and have a baby deer laying right next to them. I mean, I've never even heard of that. You've got an experience going on in your life that nobody Maybe a few. But nobody listening, is living the life you're living. And I think you should be so thankful that you're that close to nature, no. But having said that, you were talking, that we're going to talk a little bit about friends and how we deal with these people in a world where they really do need to be dealt with. And we're talking about the show trial. You know, I thought, you thought, most everybody on alternative news, we'll say alternative, even though we're in the real news, but most people thought that, this trial was going to really help us because it was a
show trial. The show trial Andy's referring to is the January 6th
years ago. So we really thought that this was going to help us because why not? There's no defense to it. These people are putting a show trial on. So we thought that this was really going to pick up and make people, this will certainly wake them up. This is a mistake by the globalists. Uh-oh, maybe it wasn't. And the reason is, you know, I go across the street and I play some pool. I got friends over there. I love talking to them and stuff. But, we don't generally talk about politics. But, I'm over there playing pool, doing my thing. And they're talking about the Jan 6 trial. And they're talking about, this is a real insurrection. Did you hear Donald Trump, the orange man? He reached through the front divider and tried to choke the driver. What?
Yeah.
They're believing this stuff. This guy is sitting behind a partition, a 2-inch thick plastic bulletproof wall. And somehow, he's got magic hands. He reached through that bulletproof and he choked the driver because he wanted to go to the Capitol. And they kept saying, no, we're going back to the West Wing. Nope, we're going back to the West Wing. You don't have a choice. Things like this, I cannot believe this. But so I'm listening to these people talk about this, and I'm like, oh, you guys are not buying this. Oh, yes, but they are buying this. And so we've really, the insurrection is that. Their show trial is the insurrection because they know they dumbed us down enough to believe whatever they throw at us. I'm with Alan. I can't wait till Zombieland starts, and make sure you double tap because this is getting weird.
Double tap. Well, and it's fascinating that we have devolved into this kind of a justice system because that's the injustice that's happening where they're just talking smack out there in the middle of nowhere is an unsubstantiated truth. And then people don't even, they're going, what do you mean it's unsubstantiated? She had an office in the White House and friends that worked there and heard that it's like hearsay. I mean, but nobody knows what hearsay is anymore. It doesn't really matter, right? Is Justice Smollett in jail? No.
Yeah.
Right? He's not in jail. One of the big things is Justine Maxwell, right? Where's the list of kids? Where's the list of pedophiles that used to use their services? Poor girl. She's in jail on suicide. Oh, cry me a river. I don't know. But watching this news stuff, a lot of people don't watch news. Who watches news, Andy, Alan? Does the 21-year-old kid watch news? Not really.
That's the problem. That's the problem. It'd be worse if they did watch the news, to be honest with you, because they're getting lied to. But that's the problem in the world, that these people really don't know what's going on in the world because most of the kids don't have the patience to watch any kind of news, let alone the regular BS that they lie to us every day on TV with. They don't want to even see that. So they're not even going to research. They're not going to BitChute. They're not going to YouTube. They're not going to these different places and looking for this stuff. And they do have the technology. And Alan knows this as well as anybody. He's like, everybody's got a phone. And so you can get anywhere you want and do anything you need to do. And nobody's interested in it.
I wouldn't believe stuff that's on BitChute either. I never believed stuff that's on YouTube. Still don't. Right? It's like, but I have to pick and choose. I like more print stuff. But as far as trusting what happened, you know, back to your January 6th thing, right? Okay, so January 6th happened, and I watched during the day, you know, and I saw what was going on during the day, and I talked to people about what happened, and I paid attention during the time. And now, what, nearly 2 years later, it's been 2 years? It's going on 2 years. 2 years later, they're starting to recant the story, yet it's different, right? You got Donald Trump in the back seat of the car going, let's go kill all the members or whatever. And you're like, dude, really? So they're adding this stuff in, and it didn't really happen. But then they have somebody that will say that it happened. And then the Secret Service is saying, that never happened. They're like, but you lie. They're like, what? Really? No, I don't think so. But maybe they do. They probably do. I don't really trust the
well, hey,
the police
so, Steve,
anyways.
Though, so how long did it take for you to figure out? It took me a minute. I mean, if I hadn't been listening to Harrison
figure out what?
Smith, to figure out that four other people died that day at the hands of these Capitol Police who shot these flash bang grenades and then started shooting rubber bullets and macing people, and four other people died that day besides Ashley Babbitt. I mean, how long did it take for us to figure that out? Holy crap, almost a year until I heard that, you know?
Well, I know there were two of them we heard about early on. The other two, I'm not too sure, which ones, the ones that were stomped by the cops out on the footsteps.
Yeah, beat with their billy clubs, if you will, as they were trying to climb up over the wall. These guys got, no, the police actually harassed these people to the point where they said, hey, enough's enough, we're coming for you now, because they started the flash grenades. Yeah, and there's video of this. I'm not talking from secondhand. I've seen the video. These guys were talking. They were chanting four more years or something like that for Donald Trump. And then all of a sudden, the Capitol Police started shooting flashbang grenades and then macing people. And the video shows all this stuff. Then there's some lifeless bodies laying up on this little platform right at the feet of these cops who are still beating some other people trying to get up there. And then some of our Patriot fellows there, they pulled some of them off the little platform, revived two of them, saved two people's lives. It could have been six people more dead. But this is just ridiculous that this isn't, that didn't come out in their show trial. There was no defense whatsoever. Nothing that made these guys look bad came out in this show trial. And so this show trial really convinced a lot of people who think the TV's telling them the truth. And by God, there's millions of people out there that still think the TV's telling them the truth. And I can't do anything about that. I can certainly tell these people, well, you get your news from the TV and you think you're smart? Yeah, no, there's a lot of video out there. I don't like to call up and tell people I heard this or that, you know?
Again, Andy, most people don't get their TV is the main chunk, right? So they cut that thing up and they put clips and they put it into BitChute and they send it to everybody on social media, and they don't send it to BitChute because BitChute's one of our tools. People that they don't take down stuff as much as everything else. That's why everybody likes BitChute. They don't take down stuff much yet is probably a more correct statement. I'm really jilted where it comes to streaming platforms and platforms all in themselves. But they share these clips on their Tiki Tikis and their Faces and all these other crazy little, you know, I'm a social media guy, right, thing. And they see these 2 seconds worth of, you know, stage production from what we call the news, because everybody disses on television and nobody has one, right? Well, I mean, I've got one. It doesn't do TVs, right? You know, it does whatever video games, whatever I want it to do, right? But it never connects to, let's say, the Austin or the San Antonio television network through the air, free to air. I don't pay a cable bill, don't pay a satellite bill. Neither does Alan, neither do you. But we're, of course, different kinds of people, right? But then I don't think anybody on this entire apartment, I don't think any of them have television, right? You know, that's pretty amazing. but yet we're still influenced by it. Huh.
Oh, absolutely. And as long as we do have the TV, and if people are watching it, and apparently my friends across the street were watching it, and they're buying mm-hmm. into this, and nobody can see that there's no defense there. How can this be a mock trial, even calling a mock trial? I mean, basically, it's just it's a singeing of the January 6th people. It's the burning of the January 6th people without a defense. And again, people don't realize they've been sitting in here. Most of these people have been sitting in here for almost 2 years now because they trespass. Well, how do you trespass on government property that your tax dollars have been paying for all these years? How do you actually yeah. trespass? And how do we buy into this idea that we just trespassed on something? Government doesn't own anything, you know, and except for what we pay for, you know. Yeah, but it's yeah. it's a whole mockery trial and stuff. But anyway, there you go. There's your story. That's the top of the line. We started the yeah. day off with a good story there. Hey, but it's we didn't hear story. Nothing from Alan. Alan, how's Reset doing? How's Reset doing?
She's laying up here with me, and see, actually, since RT's gone, I've started communicating with, believe it or not, the Whitetail have quite an extensive, apparently an intelligence network. They're fairly well informed. I learn a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I need friends like that. Well-informed deer. Wish my dogs were well-informed. I'm going to have a conversation with my dog.
No, they just say, bark, 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 bark. I'm going to kill you. Well, not to you. To the other dogs, I guess. You know.
Yeah. That's well, let funny. Them out together. Hey, all right. So you guys, I took up 10 minutes of your time. I'll let you guys get to the show. You said you have a full show. Hey, thank you for having me on. Hey, Alan, take care. Reset. Call me later. We'll talk.
Well, dude.
Thanks, yeah, Andy.
She's not the great Reset yet. I'm not swelling her head. She's just a good Reset right now.
She's we'll go a good Reset. All right, that's gentlemen, funny. You have a good show.
Yeah, you too. So yeah, I guess that was kind of on my mind this week, just because I wonder how, well, maybe I wonder too hard. We are going down the golden path, right? And it's been created for us, and it's being steered, and it's kind of like, and I know this is an old cliche, that we're just sheep and you're gonna say you're not a sheep, but and I understand that, in a pack of sheep, and we're being walked right into the slaughterhouse. Is it the slaughterhouse, or is it the culling chamber, where they kind of parse off, you know, a chunk to the left and a chunk to the right, and the people that are in the center go through and they get to the greener pastures somewhere up in ahead? Well, kind of that's the way I see it with Agenda 21, you know, planted down there. They don't need, Alan, you brought this up yesterday, you know, why do we have to keep growing the population on Earth? Well, I don't know that we keep trying to grow the population on Earth. I think people just have babies, and the Earth doesn't need more people. And they want to, you know, get rid of people. Huh. I don't have an answer. And it seems like that's on the way. I don't know how many young people I run into that said, I'm not going to have kids. Never. And I'm going, oh, okay. Going, fascinating, right? Old folks, right? They already have kids and grandkids and kids of kids' grandkids, right? And I'm going, oh, okay. So we're doomed as a nation. Or are we, right? The dumb ones took the vaccine, right? Well, I don't know. Can I say that? I guess I just did. Well, hang on. We'll get Alan to talk a little bit. I'll start blithering. Republic of Texas Radio.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Yes. Okay. I'm back. So, Alan. Alan there?
Hello? Yep. Sorry, I'm just, I guess my brain's lagging. I guess it's dropping its connection here a little bit today.
That's fine.
I don't have the internet to drop on me, so I guess my brain just drops every now and then.
Maybe so. It's interesting, though. You know, the population is where I left off. You know, the world's population keeps going up. Usually the poorest countries breed the most. And so their population goes up, like in India, right? So they have India, Pakistan, things like this. And I might be talking out my other side and not have the exact facts, but it's what I know from over time. And I'm not looking at a fact book, can't do anything like that. And so the globalists a long time ago, who are the globalists, right? Alan, you know, you can point fingers at lots of different people and say, I for sure know. But they want less people and more Earth, right? More Earth means more of a playground, right? So this can be a playground that we can go to and hang out, and it's beautiful. And why do we have people here? We can just have a handful of people here to serve us when we get here, you know, crazy stuff like that. But they outlined that to us, too, in the Georgia Guidestones, right? And then people go, oh, that's supposed to be just a joke, right? Or that was just this, and that's not really real. But it seems like they're skinning down the population, you know, through bad food, right? You know, we got bad food. You know, processed food's really bad.
Periodically, they have wars, or the government itself massacres their own people. Like, oh, let me cities like the Soviet Union, Cambodia, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
I saw this one article over on Andrew England's site, stormerdaily.rw. And it was this guy, he was an American soldier. He was 100 years old, and he did the Great War, right? Like a lot of the old people did, you know, fought World War II. We made him free. And he's going, oh, my God, I fought for this? You know, I didn't fight for this, right? Transvestite bathrooms. What else didn't he fight for? Socialized medicine, socialized money, giving money away, you know, hating on white people.
And also, Steve, you know, talking about military here, you know, they try to give this perception, you know, there's a lot of people in the military that were actually weren't combat troops. You know, they were a secretary or a cook or this and that, not saying that they weren't part of the overall scheme of things, but not everyone was an actual, you know, in battle. So, I mean, can you get PTSD from being a clerk in an office filing paperwork? Or, you know, I mean, you know, but they give us this perception of, thank you for your service. It's like, well, all I did was file papers in an office the whole time of the war, you know. I was, you know, I mean, it gets to the point of being ridiculous. They make this vaunted thing like, oh, go fight for your country. And it's like, well, folks, I'm like the little MMA fighter from Arkansas, you know, guy won, what, the world championship or something like that for the lightweight or whatever division he was in. That guy stated it clearly. I have no desire to go halfway across the world and fight for the corporations. This guy knew what was going on. He said, you step foot on my soil and you start causing harm to me and mine, and you're going to find your worst enemy you ever had.
I hear you there. You know that. So we've been lied to and deceived. And what do you do about it? You can tell your friends and family, and they're like, eh, okay. You know, right now it's the Super Travel Day, right? It's Independence Day, 4th of July, if you would. You know, nobody really gives a crap, right? It's another day to get off work. You know, I see it here in the tourist town of Fredericksburg, because on Friday, you know, it wasn't even the 4th of July, right? It's the first of July. This town got packed because people left work on the end of June, last day, took the day off, and they're in here up until, well, probably the mid next week, the 5th, the 6th, something like that, where they'll leave and then they'll go back to work and they might work again. You know, who knows? It's corporate life. You know, Facebook, Alan, you're going to love this. And we're going to run out of time and hit the bar break, but that's okay. Facebook announced that they're going to be letting go a whole bunch of people. They're called layoffs, right? And so now, you know, besides having a crappy economy, we're going to have a huge chunk of population on this planet out of work, right? And they're not employable because they do jobs that aren't needed, right? And this isn't what they do is they sit there and they watch comments and they go, that good, that bad, that good, that bad, right? I do this, I respond to this person. And then Facebook goes, okay, we're going to drop that. Where's that person going to find a job? Twitter? No.
They come to Fredericksburg. No one wants to work here, apparently. Or if they do work, they can't afford to live here. We'll talk about
Republic
that later.
Public of Texas Radio. We'll be right back. Hang in there. When it does, I know.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
So here we fight all through.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, I was just talking about the planned depopulation. It's making the earth even less popular. That's great. Depopulation. Oh my God, why can't I say that word? That's terrible. They want to get rid of everybody, and well, it's working. You know, if you think back to Soylent Green, and you go when you were a kid, if you ever watched it, if you were ever a kid, what did that look like? How the hell would that happen? Well, we're damn close to having people sleeping all over the place in cities and so forth. But I was just talking about the Facebook people that are facing layoffs, right? So what happens first? They cut the cord on them. Boom, you're gone. Next, you and thousands
of other
people.
You're not making $300,000 a year for typing on a keyboard, making life more miserable.
And,
and
you might not have ever worked a day in your life. You know, it's like, well, I've been here at Facebook all my life, right? And I need to make $130,000, $300,000. And nobody's hiring. It's like, oh, my God. You know, that it's terrible. And they won't want to work at McDonald's. It'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. And we're going to have to support the abandoned Facebook workers of the world.
Steve, you know, it's like in this area, folks, well, for one thing, we live in the most expensive place. It's like they even came out with an article in the newspaper, this has been a couple of years ago, and it was the Aspenization of Fredericksburg. And if you understand what happened to Aspen, Colorado, it's basically that's pretty much what's happened here. Average home price here is now $744,250, median home price for a house in Fredericksburg now. And not saying you might not find one at a bargain for maybe $500,000, but it's going to be like a little two-bedroom thing that, you know, on a little quarter-acre lot, a little quarter lot. Insanity. Steve, you know, the restaurant at the end of my road down here that, you know, you and Jen went to a couple of weeks back, you said, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty nice little place. I mean, you know, they have beer, you know, they've got a band that comes up there. They've got some, you know, little food thing out there that has some pretty good chow. This is their last weekend. Guess why? They
why?
Can't find anyone to work. I don't go into town very often, folks. And but when I do go in, I ask people. I said, oh, "What's your employment situation like?" They're like, "Oh my God!" It's like, you know, this, we just bought this store and we're killing ourselves. You know, we're working 80 hours a week or more because we can't find anyone to work. Everywhere I go, HVAC plumbing places around here, $3,000 sign up bonus. We want people to work. We need people. And everywhere you go in town, every shop, every place that I've seen in town has help wanted signs up.
Right.
But, you know,
and how does that end?
You enough to be able to live in this town is the thing about it. Or if you do live, you get your money and you can make your rent and go to work. And you can pay your rent and you can go to work. And you can pay your bills and you can go to work. You've got no money to go out and enjoy life. I mean, I can understand why it's hard just because of this area and what it's turned into.
Yeah,
but there are restaurants closing down and businesses closing down all over the place because they can't find work.
People can't find workers. Yeah, I know. It's I kind of revel in that to some extent. The thinking that all these fast food places are collapsing and all these crazy bad food cooking places are going away and forcing people to have to eat at home again. I think that's a good thing to a certain extent, but we still have food manufacturing plants that pump out, you know, dinners and, you know, it's a, you know, manufactured food, right? That's still prevalent and dominant, but in the food service area. So that's one of the things, Alan, it's going to be fascinating to see it play out or blow up in their face or our face or whatever face, because it is playing out. You've got restaurants with two people running a restaurant, and you can't do that. That's not how it works, right? You got hotels that can't staff, you know, the front desk. You know, this is a tourist place. You need to have people pouring wine for the tourists and doing whatever.
Yeah, hey, Steve, you know, that last time I helped you run cables up, you know, I helped Steve run fiber optic cables up through the attics, you know, at this hotel, and, you know, get them all updated to, you know, fiber optic stuff, And I talked to one of the little you know, Mexican girls who, you know, cleaned the rooms and everything there. And she came in the back way, and I said, oh, slipped in the back way, did you? And she said, yeah. She said, I stay off Main Street as much as I can. If I don't have to, I don't even like crossing Main Street because of what the town's become. And she's a local, you know. She probably has family here, so she probably has somewhere she can afford to stay and is probably making fairly decent money as long as you don't have to try to buy a house for $744,250 on a hotel maid salary.
Right. You know, I don't know. It's a tough world, you know, living around here, but something's going to give. You know, I'll tell you what, Alan, for years, and I know we're going to have Chuck on here in a few minutes, and yeah, I'm going to go this direction before we start talking about rabbits and so forth. I tried to start a rumor in Fredericksburg back when I first moved in, and I was testing the power of rumors, and I failed miserably. Do you remember what rumor that was, Alan, by chance?
You were trying to be a media influencer. I can't, what, no, yeah, that's, I never.
Yeah, it wasn't a media influencer. I was just trying to, well, start a rumor. Right. And the rumor was that the police were watching the whorehouse on the west side, you know, of 290. And nobody fell for it. Right. Nobody fell for it. Right. And I couldn't get this rumor started. Right. I wanted them to start talking about there's a whorehouse on the west side of 290. Right. And couldn't do it. And well, I guess I didn't do it good enough. I'm not a good manipulator, and whatever. But I did find a population this week Well, I found out that the hookers did move into Fredericksburg, but they're just hidden. They don't use whorehouses anymore. And it's fascinating. So I was out of town, and this girl wanted to come down the stairs, and I was running cables at some hotel, right? And she's like, oh, I need to go down. I'm like, here, let me move my ladder. And she moves her ladder, and then one of the construction guys comes walking by from a neighboring facility. He was staying over there, and I'm like, you see that? I took care of that little prostitute, right? And I was saying that in jest. And he goes, how did you know? He goes, she just offered to. And I go, oh, crap. Well, she just dressed kind of like it, right? You know, and I'm like, okay. And a friend of mine was telling me about a week back about how they're all over the hotels in this area. And I'm like, so I saw him at Walmart the other day. And I go, you know what? I bumped into one of them, right? And he goes, yeah. He says, well, you can find them. All you have to do is download the app. I'm like, oh, crap, really? I'm like, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I don't care, right? But there's an app? He says, yeah. He says, I know, because a friend of mine, you know, she turned into a hooker, and she told me about it. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you got to do some kind of work, right? You know, everybody's got to work. That's not a job I wanted.
Maybe, I guess at least you could call that honest work. I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe they could make enough money to live here. You know?
Well, maybe not.
I have no idea, you know? Steve, I understand, because we are we're a tourist town, so yes, I do understand, and I do have, we have other friends that you know, Steve, who have been involved in things going on, and yes, there was sex traffic involved in it, and I can goddamn guarantee you that there is child trafficking going on in this town, too, because it is a den of frickin' iniquity, if there is one. I mean, this town is, it went from a quiet, quaint German community into a tourist hellhole.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're having problems with my studio. My son wants to take it over, and he's complaining. But that's the way it goes.
Yeah. I just got to chuckle again. There's one thing about having this little deer. You know, she's got it in her head now that she's too good to sleep on the dog bed with my dog. So now she's hopping up and sleep on the. She'll hop up on the couch up here and sleep up here. She's up here right now. She makes me laugh every day. She just does just funny, just baby deer stuff. It just makes me laugh every day. It's one of the bright spots in my life.
I've got these two kittens over here, and they're attack kittens, and they're attached to each other, and so they're fighting behind my back, on my lap, over here, over there. They want to be on the computer. Yeah, I do like animals. A lot. Well, and I was going to say a lot better than people, but there is a lot of people that I do like and I can tolerate, but then they go sideways. And then you're like, oh, no, really?
You see, in Steve, in today's world, folks, one of the reasons why I guess I am getting antisocial, because, you know, all it takes is hurting someone's feelings. And they know that, you know, well, I know he's got some rifles. He hunts deer and everything. It's like, all it takes is someone just getting in a snit and calling the cops on you. They come out and they do a wellness check, or they'll come out and they'll do a red flag on you. And you have no rights. You're guilty. And if you can afford an attorney, you might be able to prove yourself innocent.
Yeah, you never know. And everybody wants to get... Everybody yeah. has that, well, I'll get even with them. And you see it in the work ethic, too. They're all, well, I'm not paid enough. And it's like, going, oh, okay. Because you're standing at a job. Like, I stand at jobs and want to see people's work environments. And there's always a little bit of downtime between here and there that you could be cleaning and straightening and everything. But a lot, A lot of people
Kind of on this note, I heard an interview with a guy. He was an actual combat veteran, you know, and he was asked. He said, you know, didn't you have enough the first time you went back and you signed up to go back again? And he's like, you know, believe it or not, he said, you know, when you're over there, there is the camaraderie. It's like, you know, you will, you know, give your life to save your fellow, you know, soldier. You know, you're your buddy. You've got some cohesiveness. You know, you can depend on people. You know, to a point. I mean, there's good and bad everywhere. And he said, you know, and these guys come back to the United States, they out of the military, and they go in and they start work for like a corporation or something. And then they get involved in these corporate backstabbing, climbing, what I call one-up and brown-nosing and backstabbing rat bastards, you know. And there's no cohesiveness. The competence in your job doesn't mean anything. It's just biting and clawing and back-scratching and back-biting to move your way to the top. And he said, that's what gives these guys, a lot of them, it gives them PTSD because they go from an environment where you can count on people to where if you try to be friendly to them, they stab you in the back and you get demoted and they move up. These pieces of crap, you know. I can understand a lot of why some of these guys will sign back up. For one thing, they're making pretty damn good money, especially if you sign up as a contractor. I know a guy here just down the road from me that has a machine shop. You know, he was here, he came back, and he was here working his machine shop again for a while, and all of a sudden he started closing up. And I asked him, I said, what's going on? He said, they finally offered me so much stupid amounts of money, he said, I had to go back. He said, he closed his shop down, he went back as a contractor over into Afghanistan for another year, came back, made it back. He said, they finally just offered me so much stupid money to go over there and be a mercenary that he had to take it.
Yeah. Yeah, to some extent, I mean, comparing a hooker to a mercenary, huh? I mean, and I know you weren't comparing them. I guess I am, though. You know, what are you, specially trained soldier that kills, or versus a private individual, or, you know, maybe not so private, you know, because the one that I saw, right, you know, I didn't talk to her much, except for, here you go, walk by the ladder. But then I saw her car, right, and she didn't get into a Lamborghini. She got into a early 2000s blue Toyota with a missing hubcap. Now, what a person drives says an awful lot about it, right? It says that, ooh, if she was driving a brand new dang thing, right, that she likes the big new thing, whatever. The little small car either means that she doesn't have much money, right, or that she's very frugal with money and she's saving a lot of money. But that doesn't happen too often in this world. It's probably more likely
not
that...
Area, Steve. Like I said, I see these little mostly little Mexican girls, you know, that clean the people's houses, you know, their weekend houses or, you know, a bed and breakfast or whatever. These little girls, they're not driving a early 2000s Toyota. They're driving brand new frickin' Lincoln Navigators and Cadillac Escalades.
Yeah, but a lot of those people they live in community, in culture, the little Hispanic girls, right? They live in they have housing, right? And so they can have a nice car because they don't pay a lot in rent. They got a single wide or a place. Because around here, Alan, you know, don't get me wrong, there you can pay $2,200, $3,000 a month for rent, right? Easy, right? You can pay more, right? But you can also pay $200, $300, $500 a month. Right, that's still heard of, right? I've got a couple that I knew that moved up to a little bit out of the way, but it was a nice little outhouse, right? A house that was built for granny or something that they moved into, and they're only paying $800 a month, right? But then that's a sweetheart deal. The owners wanted somebody not touristy, right, or classy or whatever. They just wanted regular folk, regular locals. And I don't want to charge an arm and a leg,
I know I could charge more if I, you know, wanted to put up with a person that I'd get if I charged more. Because you get different classes of people as you charge different rates. And so the person that pays $2,000 a month here, they're probably going to have the fancy old tennis shoes, right? And their pants have custom cut holes in them or faded special. And they will use hair gel, you know, hair gel to put their hair up and look very, then they smell better. Sorry. Chuck's not answering. We're going to keep trying. We'll fill in the blanks. Be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's do this again. I gave Sam the wrong number. Sorry, whoever Sam bothered. Oh, that's kind of embarrassing, but hey, normal. Yeah, so we're gonna try calling Chuck on the right number and see if he answers. And well, whatever. So here's what I was. I don't want to kind of head off any more farther because I could. We could go down two different rabbit trails right now if we fail to get Chuck on board. And so we'll give it a couple minutes for him to throw that lasso out there, see if Chuck answers. But we could talk about the feds, right? Because I have a personal story about the feds from last week, right? You know, federal agent stuff, and you know, wow, that could be fun. But besides that, I learned a little bit about gangs, Alan. That was fascinating, right? And human smuggling and all that crap, right? And I learned a little bit about that when I was in California, but you know, Texas gangs are a little bit different and the same. And this whole human smuggling thing, no number or no answer. So, okay, behind curtain number one, Alan, is human smuggling. Do you want to go to curtain number one, or do you want to move on to curtain number two, which is feds?
Let's do number one. We can get to number two if we have time, yes.
All right. So one of those things about human smuggling that I never understood was how these people got the money to cross into the United States of America. Right, because it costs money for them to move a person from Mexico across the border and then get them from the border all the way to somewhere else, right? And you're told that there are these people that'll take money from you. And it's like, okay, but I don't have any money, right? And but see, you know, one of the kickers there is the cartels. They don't care that you don't have money. They'll move you for a loan, a guarantee that at a future time when you're doing good, that you're going to sit there and pay them back, right? And so from the way I was explained to me, you know, they'll find there's a mom and she has a child and, you know, okay, 10 grand each, you owe us, right? And they go, okay. So they put them, you know, they cross the river, they hop in a truck, then they hop in another thing, and then they get to their destination. And of course, we talk about that an awful lot, and you know, but we really don't know, because none of us have been this, quote, illegal alien, you know, that crosses the border and so forth. But they sometimes, right, are broke and poor. Well, probably more times than not. But the ones that get shuttled around by non-governmental groups, the ones that, well, died last week in a semi-trailer, right? They were breaking into the country, and it was a really good setup, except for, and I don't know how that one went wrong. You know, it just doesn't sound right. Something's up there. You know, the driver, I don't know what, but anyways. But the cartel is placing people all over Texas, all over the United States, and yeah, hang on. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Made sure that our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.